Phoenix Audio present.
Heartfire, a novel by Orson Scott Card. Arthur Stewart stood at the window of the taxidermy shop, rapt. Alvin Smith was halfway down the block before he realized that Arthur was no longer with him. By the time he got back, a tall white man was questioning the boy. "Where's your master, then?" Arthur did not look at him, his gaze riveted on a stuffed bird, posed as if it were about to land on a branch. "Boy, answer me, or I'll have the constable." "He's with me," said Alvin. "I think he only cares about the birds in the window." Alvin laid a gentle hand on Arthur's shoulder. "What is it, Arthur Stewart?" Only the sound of Alvin's voice could draw Arthur out of his reverie. "How did he see?"
"Who?" asked the man.
"See what?" asked Alvin.
"The way the bird pushes down with his wings just before roosting and then poses like a statue. Nobody sees that."
"What's the boy talking about?" asked the man.
"He's a great observer of birds," said Alvin. "I think he's admiring the taxidermy work in the window."
The man beamed with pride. "I'm the taxidermist here. Almost all of those are mine."
Arthur finally responded to the taxidermist. "Most of these are just dead birds, but this one, and that one." He pointed to a hawk stooping. "Those were done by someone who knew the living bird."
The taxidermist glowered for a moment, then put on a tradesman's smile. "Do you like those?" "The work of a French fellow, goes by the name of John James." He said the double name as if it were a joke. "Journeyman work is all..."